Tefillah for Life, Shir 804, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Kedoshim, Sunday, Parshas Emor. Godel Hashem Umuhulol Ma'od. The Ribbono Shel Olam is great and he is exceedingly praised, Mehulol, like we discussed earlier in the Pasuk before. Hallel is a very high form of praise. It demonstrates excitement. It means that I get excited, I get impressed by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore he's Mehulol, but not just that, Ma'od, exceedingly. The Ribbono Shel Olam is exceedingly praised in an exciting way. And let's understand what that means. Again, Rabbi Avigdor Miller goes with his understanding that Godel Hashem means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is inherently great. So on that note, Rabbi Avigdor Miller continues and he says that whenever you see something that's great, let's say you see a big sea or a big mountain, you get impressed and you stop and you wow over the item that you saw. We get impressed from greatness. You know, we get impressed from spiritual greatness also. When you see somebody do something that's great, a spiritual action that's great, a person does a big chesed, a person does a mitzvah, something unique, something that's not normal, we get impressed and we praise it. Godel Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is great and therefore Umuhulol Ma'od. When we think about the Ribbono Shel Olam's greatness, we will be mehalel the Ribbono Shel Olam me'oid, exceedingly, greater than any normal praise that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the goal, like we discussed previously in the Pasuk before. When we get excited about what the Ribbono Shel Olam does and who he is, we become more comfortable with ourselves, more comfortable with our lives, and we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam better. When a person walks around, you don't have to say it to other people, they might think you're strange, but when you walk around and you tell yourself with excitement, with emotion, the Ribbono Shel Olam is great. He is so powerful. I have nothing to be concerned about. Again, we're in tefillah over here. People have worries. People have concerns. Tell yourself, Godel Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam is great, greater than any difficulty that I have. Umehulal Ma'id. Internalize, the Ribbono Shel Olam is praised, meaning I want to participate in that praise. The Ribbono Shel Olam is praised because he is the greatest thing that can exist. Therefore, we praise. We get impressed, just like any great thing we get impressed from. If a person would be mehalel the Ribbono Shel Olam for his greatness, he wouldn't be concerned about all the difficulties that go on in life, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is greater than that. And that's the message in Umuhulol Ma'od. The Ribbono Shel Olam is praised exceedingly with excitement. And when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with excitement, it influences us to have the proper attitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu.